Happy New Year to all of you. I hope you had a fabulous holiday season. Even if you don't make New Year's resolutions, chances are you look at this new calendar year as a time to start something new. For many, it's a time to eat healthier or maybe start an exercise program. And a big factor in whether or not you're still on that plan a month or two down the road will be, did you make it real? And that's what we're going to be talking about today. Last week, I had the opportunity to chat with Nate Slager about workouts for real people. Nate is an author and coach and the director of training for a multi-location fitness company in Wisconsin. He's also the host of a podcast called Begin Within. You already know that exercise is good for you. His podcast, Begin Within, invites us to look inside of ourselves for the motivation we need to get started with fitness or to make sure we keep going. So let's take a listen to my conversation with Nate Slager.
Welcome to the Energize Your Life podcast, hosted by keynote speaker, author, and peak performance expert, Dr. Joe. Listen in as Dr. Joe and her guests talk about how to energize your life so you can be happier, healthier, and more productive.
So welcome, Nate.
Thanks. Yeah, glad to be here.
Well, so we're going to be talking about workouts for real people. And I'm kind of curious, what do you mean by real people? Am I real?
I think you are. Yeah. Okay. So when I use that phrase, I think we use it in contrast with the way that fitness is generally presented.
Like so, in the magazines. That's
yes.
All
yeah, exactly.
Airbrushed so, and all that.
You got it. Yeah. We see actors, you know, for me, male actors I see in like the Marvel movies or whatever, they've got their shirts off and they look, I'm like, oh man, I want to look like that, right? Or fitness models in a magazine, and they're sharing their workouts and how they eat. And the reality is they're not real people. I don't count them as real people because the focus that they have and the way that they live in such a controlled environment is so different than the rest of us. Real people are people who have full-time jobs. They have kids. They have just demands around the clock. They're tired. They don't have the ability. They're stressed. They don't have always have the ability to get, you know, to the gym every day or plan all their meals perfectly all the time.
And you know what? They probably don't want to either. You know what I mean? They have so many other interests,
right? Yeah.
That it isn't about eating healthy and exercising only.
Right. Right. Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And you know, on top of that, I think we have fitness professionals like myself for a good amount of my career that I expected the clients that I was working with to do it the way that I was doing it. I was like, oh yeah, I'm doing it. Like, I'll just show you what I'm doing and you're going to do it. And it's going to be great because you're going to have the same results as me. And I realized at that point, I wasn't a real person. Like fitness was, I woke up, I'm a fitness person. Like that's my identity. I have to keep it together, right? Because if I don't, I'm going to probably lose my job.
Yeah.
So I had to realize that I'm not a real person either. When it comes to the reality is the fact that for most people, most of the things in their lives are stacked against them when it comes to being healthy.
All right, Nate, I'm real. I'm definitely
are you?
Real.
Okay.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Even when it comes to nutrition, even though that's my, my background and all that, you know, they talk about, you need to eat your, you need to eat dinner with your family, how important it is and all that. And I'm thinking, you know, a lot of times we don't do that ourselves, because why can't we go for a walk together? Why does it always have to be, we get together around food, right?
Yeah. Yeah,
go for a walk together. That's another way to bond with your family.
I think as I've gotten older too, I've become a more real person. I think because of feeling like maybe I was missing out on some things, right? Like I just don't want to do that anymore. I wanted to connect with people more deeply.
I think what you're talking about is it's like a complete person that doesn't have just one interest, fitness. They have so many other interests and needs and wants and all that kind of stuff. And I think this is really important because we're approaching January 1st, you know, when everybody wants to go on a diet or an exercise plan to get that perfect body. And what can we do fitness-wise? What kind of moves can we do to get our body in a better position for the new year?
Yeah.
And keeping in mind, we're all real.
We are real. Yeah. I think it starts with that. And I think that affects, like, for us, the way that we've designed the programs. I mean, that's what people come to a personal trainer for. They expect some program, but as even an individual starts out, even on their own, like you were saying, working out at home, doing it myself, we have to be cognizant and respect the fact that we're real, we're busy. There's going to be days that we miss a workout. So the way that we work out then needs to honor that. Like, hey, there's going to be times when I'm not going to do this every day. So it has to be set up in a way that allows for that.
Can you think, Nate, of somebody or came to see you that maybe wanted that perfect body and that perfect workout? You know, they want a 1.5 hour workout every single day to sculpt their body. And you try to like bring them down and said, you know, that's a good idea, but, you know, it's going to eventually fail.
I've worked with a number of people over the years that literally have as much money as they could ever want. Paying for things doesn't faze them. And so like, hey, I want it all. Here, you're a trainer. I want it all from you. Money's not an issue. And they're ready to, hey, I'm going to work out 5 days a week, Monday through Friday with you. This is going to be great. I'm going to do it all. I'll, you know, order my meals online. Just tell me what to get. And it seems like, oh, this is going to be great. Endless resources, the right attitude. It seems like out of the gate, that doesn't work. We have to dial it back for everyone to say, hey, what's realistic for you? What are you ready to do now? What are you capable of doing now? And what are you willing to do now in terms of even making sacrifices of things that you love, you know, in terms of time, in terms of food, whatever it is. We have to figure that all out with every individual. So It's always dialing it back. Always.
Yeah. When you meet with a client and they talk about their lives and all that kind of, and you're trying to get all those pieces together to plan that program for them, which is just kind of like a structure, You know, what's like the smallest little jumpstart for somebody who hasn't been working out these last couple of years? You know, the pandemic happened, they just sat on the couch. Where should they begin?
We talk about this a lot, and this is, I think for trainers, this is hard to admit because we've got all this education experience and we're like, hey, I'm going to blow your mind with this amazing plan. It's going to be everything you need to get where you want to go. And for us, the reality is just move, do something, even if it's for a few minutes, a 10 minute workout, whatever it is, do something. And I know we talked about that the last time you and I connected.
Yeah.
It's the same. If it's a walk outside, take your pet for a walk. If it's just walking around the house one time, maybe for somebody who hasn't been doing anything in terms of physical activity, that's okay. But starting small is actually a really, really good thing because we don't overdo it. We don't overcommit. We don't hate every minute of it because now we're doing crazy Nate's crazy plan for, like you said, 90 minutes or whatever. Mm-hmm. And now I'm like, I'm super sore for 3 days. Like I have to really muster up a lot of motivation to try to go back to that now. Just do something and make sure that it's something that is sustainable for you. And if you can incorporate some aspect to it that is enjoyable, that's fun. Whether it be who you're doing it with, where you're doing it, or what else is happening while you're doing it. Maybe it's a show you like to watch that you can put on while you're on the treadmill, or a podcast you love to listen to that you can do while you take a walk. Finding a way to make it enjoyable so that, and maybe even stop when it is enjoyable before you overdo it, so that there's really positive vibes, positive feelings about that movement session or that workout, that tomorrow you'll be thinking, I really would like to do that again. That was great. That was fun. I enjoyed it.
Oh, Nate, that is so important to make it fun. And And you're absolutely right. I think people probably come to you and say, what's the best workout? What's the best way to get fit? And it's like, it's no one best way. It's what's best for you. But I love that. See, you know, you want them to enjoy either the workout itself, something they're doing while they're working out, like listening to the podcast or a book on tape or something like that, or or the friends that they're with, or maybe, like you said, the time of the day. That makes sense, you know, like a sunrise walk. Maybe you want to see the sunrise, and that's really important. Oh, that, I love that. So what kind of examples have you come up with where, you know, people like to do something kind of different to stay fit? You know, because you get the treadmill and the elliptical and the walk. Have you run across a client that you've discovered kind of like, or helped them to discover something unique for them to do?
Yeah, I think like dancing, that one comes up a lot, and it's a fun thing. And that's one, if you're home alone and you like to dance, that might be the best way to do it. That embarrassment, right, holds a lot of people back. So just doing it.
I had a client years ago who discovered dancing in the house, just like you, but they blended it with something they didn't like to do. And that was cleaning the house. And so they would don this apron like you would get at Home Depot with all the pockets, and they'd have all the utilities that they need and the spray bottles. And then they would go from top to bottom around the house cleaning while listening to music at full volume. And I thought, that's really a cool way to clean the house.
Sorry to interrupt. That just popped in my mind too, as you were saying that with dance. I mean, now there's virtual reality games that can get you moving. And so I've known several people that has been a catalyst for them to get going, is investing, you know, $200-$300, right, in like a gaming system that gets you moving. Instead of maybe a treadmill or an exercise bike, like something that you're actually going to enjoy doing. It's important. I mean, that's huge. If you're not going to enjoy it, you're not going to keep doing it. And everything else that you, all the time and money you might have invested in it, is going to be wasted. Yeah. So find something you love, find something you enjoy.
I think that's fabulous. And you know, one thing we talked about before I hit record was we were talking about the way people talk to themselves. And I find this so odd. I don't think anybody treats themselves in the same way in any other aspect of their life as they do when it comes to diet and exercise. As they start calling themselves names, you know, they say I'm a big fat slob or whatever. They, you know, in fact, when they come to, you know, see me, probably to you too, they'll say things like, oh, I was so bad. I was just horrible. Instead of saying, you know, I ate this or whatever, I didn't do a workout, it's like they're bad, kind of like treating themselves like a child. Do you notice that?
Yeah, that's a huge, like you said, it's pretty consistent. It's a huge thing. And, you know, I refer to it as like that drill sergeant side of us. I think the reason that it happens is because it's hard. Changing nutrition is hard. Getting yourself to work out is hard. And so we have huge expectations for ourselves. And then we do disappoint ourselves because of that. And that self-talk then comes forth, right? Like, what's wrong with me? Why did I blow it? Why can't I get this right? What's my problem? And the fact is that, like we said, the way that it was approached might be the issue. It is a tough, it's a tough thing to make these changes. And so what we need to do is really do everything possible to set ourselves up for success, and then just view it as a learning process. I'm just learning about myself. I'm experimenting. If this didn't work, I'm not going to stop, but now I learned about something that doesn't work, or I learned some other aspect of my personality. Now I can fine tune my next approach so that I can be more likely to be successful.
Said just like a coach, Nate. So that's fabulous. So you get somebody screaming at themselves about how poorly they behaved or the choices that they made, and you say, hey, but what did you learn from that? And you learned perhaps that, no, it's unrealistic to expect to work out for an hour every single day. What can you work out?
you know, in terms of lengths, or what else can you do? Fabulous. Yeah. Yeah. And also, like, what got in your way? I know that I had a client years ago that said that they were going to, on their way home from work, stop at this park and then, you know, go for a walk. And because they found that once they got home, they were just never going to go out again.
Yeah.
But she was constantly failing at that because she'd realized she didn't have her sneakers. Oh, I forgot my workout clothes. Oh, you know, I forgot my bra, you know, something along the way. And then the workout didn't happen. And so what she learned from that is just pack, you know, go get a second pair of shoes and, you know, workout clothes that you only keep in the car. So there's just no excuse. So yeah. I think that helps to make it a little bit more real too.
Totally. Yeah. Yeah. And as you're saying that too, there's the all or nothing kind of, it's black or white. I'm either healthy or I'm not. I'm either living a healthy life or I'm not. Kind of switching gears into understanding that wherever we're at is a spectrum or a continuum. Mm-hmm. It's not about being on or off. It's about, am I moving? Am I leaning in the direction that I want to go? How can I make this a little healthier? You know, maybe just getting the workout clothes in the car. That's a huge step forward, right? Like, now you are living a healthier life. You haven't even worked out yet. That's okay.
Yeah.
You moved forward, and understanding that that's the case for all of us, right? We're in that process, and we've always just got to be checking. Am I moving in the direction I want? Even if it's a little bit, am I just leaning in the direction I want? And what might I do to do that more fully, right? Until we see the changes start happening that we're looking forward to.
Man, I heard over the pandemic, a lot of people adopted dogs.
Yeah.
You know, because they wanted to have some comfort at home. You did too? What kind of dog did you get?
He's a mutt. He's from Texas. So yeah, he's a whole bunch of stuff, but super cute. Yeah.
The mutts are the best. They really are. Well, you know, but you know, so many people have these dogs, and personally, I do not have a dog right now, but I've always had a dog, and I've always worked out because I had a dog.
Yeah.
Because they have so much energy. They really need to walk. And so I would just like to invite all of you out there that are listening. If you picked up a dog, you have a dog, you know, that dog needs to get out there and walk, to run. And so if you don't feel like it, maybe you can feel guilty that, you know, your poor dog is stuck on the floor and needs some exercise. Because I'll tell you, that was really motivational for me when I had a dog, is to just get, they need to run. If they're misbehaving, it's because they haven't gotten enough energy out of them.
Yeah.
So do you take them outside for a walk or run on a regular basis?
Yeah, absolutely. We're fortunate. My wife and I have just about every evening we're able to go together with him and spend 30 to 45 minutes moving. We talk about what happened during the day. You know, we catch up, we get to spend time with him, and
And
you're right. It makes a huge difference in how we enjoy the rest of the evening. If we don't get it in, he's tough to deal with. And if he's tired, he's happy and we're happy. So it makes a big difference for all of us to get it in. So it is nice motivation. Absolutely.
And because dogs need to go out more than just once a day, you know, even if it's out in the backyard, but, you know, a lot of times when I tell people about, you know, what the American College of Sports Medicine guidelines are in terms of exercise, and they look at that, oh my gosh, 30 minutes, 45 minutes, I don't have time to do that. But, you know, if you walk the dog for 10 minutes in the morning, walk the dog at 10 minutes at lunchtime, another 10 minutes evening, you've got your 30 minutes in. And so I always like to help people kind of cheat the system a little bit, where they don't feel like they're even exercising. They're just doing what they need to do. And all of a sudden,
I think that's great. They're hacking it. Yeah. Find those little ways to get it in a way that you enjoy. It's satisfying for you. You'll keep it up. You'll repeat it.
Keep it up. Yeah. And in fact, Nate, I asked you before we went on the air that if you had if you do a New Year's resolution every year and you said, no, I don't either. But tell me what, you know, share with everybody what you said, because I think there's a lot of people that wait until January 1st to start their new life. What do you think about that?
Well, you know, I guess in my line of work and, you know, yours, we're helping people to make positive changes. I've come to embrace it a little bit, just realizing that I have the opportunity to help a lot of people get started. It is a fresh start, feels good to us. And we are motivated at that point, you know, the first of the month on a Monday or, you know, the first of the year, whatever it is. So seize the moment, do it really, really well, do it the best way you can that you know you'll be able to sustain it, learn from the past, and do something. But I think as you realize you're kind of in that continuum all the time, just get into the habit of always working on it, always putting forth effort, always trying. And then, you know, next year, January 1st rolls around, you're like, oh, I'm still trying from last year. Well, that's great. You never stopped. Mm-hmm. So we're just always reevaluating, always looking at how we can move forward. So yeah, embrace it. If you're feeling motivated, get started, do something to move forward toward living a healthier life. Absolutely.
And any day can be the beginning of that new start. In fact, you kind of reminded me, I practice yoga a few times a week. And since the pandemic, they've started beach yoga. I live here in Florida and I love being outside on the beach, uneven sand, listening to the waves. I mean, what better way to practice yoga? But it's interesting that terminology in yoga, you talk about, you don't go to yoga, you practice yoga. And every day is a practice. And I think that's a, you know, good vocabulary switch for us is just, we're never there.
Yeah.
You know, we're always moving forward. We're always practicing. But we're not going to be there, and it's okay. There's no end zone where we're kind of perfect, because as soon as you do one thing perfect, guess what? There's the next move that you want to do even better. Yeah. So we're just practicing.
Absolutely. I agree.
So Nate, for people who want to learn more about you and what you do, and of course your podcast, how can they reach out to you?
Yeah. So the podcast you mentioned that is Begin Within. The focus is all the other stuff other than exercise, how to live a healthier life, how to make your workouts actually work.
You talk about the headpiece a lot.
I
would say three quarters of the programs that you've done have been having to do with this mindset, getting a healthy mindset.
Love the psychology of it. Yeah. We have experts on who are helping other people to move in a healthier direction. And we also have individuals who have, you know, they've done pretty well. They've made some huge changes. Like you said, everybody's always in the process, but we bring on individuals who have some wisdom to share. So that's a great way to connect with me. Also, I'm on Instagram, Facebook, and it's just at Nate Slegger. So that they can follow my work there too.
Slegger.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
And the podcast is Begin Within.
You got it.
Well, thank you very much, Nate, and Happy New Year.
Thanks. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for listening. For more information on how you can energize your life or to invite Joe to speak at your next event, please visit drjoe.com. That's just four letters, drjoe.com.